Okay, today is Daf Lamed. We're on Chof Tes Lamed Beis. Actually, where do you stop? We'll review again from the bottom of Chof Tes Lamed Beis. My Tefillah Saderech, fourth line from the bottom. My Tefillah Saderech. What is Tefillah Saderech? So, it is as follows. Yehi Ratzon Mufanecha, Hashem Elokai. Sholicheni L'Shalom, you should take me in peace. Satadein L'Shalom, my footsteps should be in peace. The Sam Sechein L'Shalom, you know, lean on me with peace. But that's later save me. Bekaf Kol Oye Va'Ore B'Derech V'Tashlich Bracha Masi Yadai V'Zedei L'Chein U'L'Chesed. She give me Chein and Chesed. What's Chein and Chesed? So the, believe it or not, the Gion Hasha says, what does it mean to ask me for Chein and Chesed? That whenever I need Chein, Hashem should give me Chein. And whenever I need chesed, Hashem should give me chesed. It can't be talking about chen and chesed wrapped up in one. Because nobody ever had that except for Esther Hamalka. So that you can't even be asking for. That's not realistic. Right? Only Esther Hamalka had that. Anyway, Rachamecha b'enecha b'eneko roe bracha to Hashem, shomea tefillah. Okay? That's the bracha of Tefillah Saderech. The fascinating issue about it is that the Rambam does not mention it at all. He leaves out Tefillah Saderech. There's no Tefillah Saderech in the Rambam. Okay? He does say in Hilchos Brachos, Paragir, Lachah Chavei, that when you come into a city, you daven before you come in, and when you leave, they should have Shalom. Modan l'fanach Hashem alakai, shehot tzeitzani mikrach zel l'shalom. I should have peace. U'kishem shehot tzeitzani l'shalom, kach tzeitzani l'shalom, kach tzeitzani l'shalom. Right? It's not really this version. What do you mean? Right, we're going to get to that later. But that's not what Tefillah Saderech. So it's a funny thing. So the Beis Yosef says that, why did Rambam do that? Why did he leave it out? It's a Perush Gemara here. What happened? So the Pri Chodesh explains that the Rambam held that this tefillah here is only said when there's a sakana. That's just I'm going on vacation, so I'm going to drive to Hershey Park. So we'll say Tefillah Saderech it was. Only for a sakana. So for a sakana, we have a different tefillah kitzara, which we said earlier from the name of Chista. That's why Rambam felt, I don't have to mention this, this is repetitive. We already have a situation, in other words, Rambam held it was a machlokas. Interesting. Okay. I know, the Shulchan Aruch does quote, this is a text you should say when you go on a journey. Okay. Amar Abaya, said Abaya, La'olam, always, Lishtov inish nafshe bahade tibura. Should always try to daven you should always daven in plural, in a lashon of tzibabim. V'hachi hechi neimus, so what should you say? Yitov v'nach Hashem lo keinu, shtelichinu l'shalom, dat, v'chulu. Right, you should always daven as a community, not as a singular. Amos Matzli, when do you daven this? When do you say Tefillah Saderech? Okay, like most times. Amos Matzli, Amar of Yaakov, Amar of Chista, Misha Shemahalech Baderech. The time you're going on the journey. That's pretty straightforward, pretty non-controversial. Ad Kama. Till when? What does that question even mean? Till when what? Right? Till when? So Amar of Yaakov, Amar of Chista, ad parsa, until a parsa. What does that mean? Says Rashi, that you should daven until a parsa, right? Aval lo la'acher shahalach parsa. Once you've already journeyed a parsa, once you've traveled already a parsa, you can no longer say Tefillah Saderech. Rashi says, "Avol lo la'acher shaholach parsa." Not if you've traveled already a parsa. Once I travel to a parsa, I blew my chance. Just like you can't daven shacharis at 9 o'clock at night, you can't say Tefillah Saderech once you've traveled a parsa. Very simple. What? It makes a lot of sense. Ubahag mafari. Ubahag says, "Ad kama yivakesh leilich." She hates Zarech Lespalel. Right? Until how long can I daven when I want to daven? Ad Parsa. Afilu ein lo leilech ela ad parsa. Even if you're traveling the length of a parsa, it's a completely different answer. How long does my journey have to be? But I can even say, what if I'm going across the street? That's say tefillah derech, I'm going across the street? No, you don't say tefillah derech, I'm going across the street. What if I'm going down the block? You also don't have to. What's the shear? A parsa. What? Correct. Aval derech pach. But if it's less than a parsa, ain't tzarech lehispal tefillah zu. Then you don't have to say the tefillah. Two completely opposite explanations what it means. Right, so I don't think we hold like the first answer of Rashi. The guy's driving to Hershey Park. And so he's supposed to say it, we hold, that you start saying it when you leave the city. But the guy forgot. So an hour later he remembered. He can't say Tefillah Zarech anymore. We don't say that. So you remember now, so say it now. Right, according to Rashi, for Rashi's first answer, he blew it. So I don't think we really hold like that. The guy forgets it. Just say it when you remember. No. You don't lose anything. I missed. You don't say that at all.
Well, he's still saying Hashem's
name, so. What? Right, but we do it. I think so. Isn't that the custom? People, some guy forgets, and they wake up and they say it then. No, I think so. So. Next, Vehechi Ma. When do you daven this? Rav Chista Amar Ma'umad. Rav Chista says standing up. Rav Sheshes Amar Afilu Mahalik. Even while you're traveling, says Tosfos, Atfilus Haderech Koi. This machlokes is on going on Tfilus Haderech, not on something else. Don't think it's going back to Shemoneh Esrei. No, Tfilus Haderech. Rav Sheshes Amar Afilu Mahalik. Even while you're traveling, V'kayim Alon Ki Rav Sheshes, and we hold like that, which is why most times people will say it while they're traveling. We're in the bus with camp, so they're not going to stop the bus. One of the counselors says Tfilus Haderech, or even in the car, somebody, your wife can say it. Don't stop driving. You keep on going. Umihu v'tosvos pasak harav Yosef k'rav chista v'chein rav alfes pirish d'rav chista adifa le'tfei. Others say no, you have to stop, and they hold like rav chista that you have to stop, right? So the right away the Beis Yosef says even the Tosfos has two pshatim. The only time we don't hold like the other pshat anyway. But if you want to hold like it, it's only where it's not going to cause you any loss. In other words, if they're waiting for you, or they're going to get all upset at you, or they're going to charge you more, and all these other things, then certainly they never said it. The practice is we hold it first. All things being equal, I don't think people are going to stop the car, stop the journey, and say it's well there. You hold it the first shot, you keep on saying, you keep on driving, you keep on going, traveling, while you're saying it. Right? The big, they were traveling, come Rav Chista, become Atli. Rav Chista got up to daven. Amalei Rav Sheshet, L'shamei, Micah over Rav Chista. Amalei, call you Matzim, getting up and davening. Amalei, Akmina Nami Ludidi. I'm also going to do that. Actually, I'm also going to do that. Mi'oz Tov, Al Tikra Ra. I'm going to do good, I'm not going to do evil. In other words, hey, okay, there's no harm, no reason not to do it. I'm happy to do it. The big issue at Tefillas HaDerech really is with the bracha. What kind of bracha is it? That's why people have a custom. I didn't really go into it because we have too many other things to talk about today. I didn't really go about having a fruit. That's why people do that, so that the bracha should be a bracha that's next to another bracha, which is why they'll always do that. They'll make a bracha on an apple. Then they'll, yeah, that's what they do. They'll make a bracha on an apple. Then they'll say Tefillas HaDerech, so the two brachas are next to each other. You can look it up in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not that. Yeah, we had a shear here on Tefillas HaDerech. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Havinenu and Tefillah Ketzara. What's the difference between Havinenu and Tefillah Ketzara? They're both like these abridged versions. So Havinenu, the bracha of Havinenu. Havinenu was the first three are regular. The last three are regular. And all the middle brachos are abbreviated. So if you say Havinenu, you have to say the first three regular or the last three regular. And when you get home, lo boil mahad l'tzuli. You don't have to daven again. This is my davening. Tefillah Ketzara, a one line Shemoneh Esrei, right? That's a lo boy letzluye. You don't say that lo gilma kamaisa, lo gilma basraisa. You don't have to. You don't say the first three. You don't say the last three. V'chimati lebeise. And when you get home, boy lemahadar letzluye. You have to daven again. That's just to pater my chiyuv right over here. I'm in an emergency situation. I'll say right now. When I get home and I have time, I have to say it again. Havinenu Mu'umad, Bitfila Kitsar, Havinenu Mu'umad, Havinenu, you say standing up, it's Mamash Shmona Esrei, Tfila Kitsara, Bein Mu'umad, Bein Mahalech. Either one. Okay? Next. So, let's get one thing. Next. Said the Mishnah, Hayarochi Bala Chamor. If you're on the top of a donkey, right? What did the Mishnah say? You get off the donkey to daven. If you can't get off the donkey, it's a daven on the donkey. Right? Tanur Rabbanan. Hayarochi Bala Chamor. If someone is sitting on a donkey, Vigiyas Man Tfila, and it comes time for davening, Im Yeshlo Mishiyachet Es Chamoro, if there's another guy there who can watch the donkey for you, Yehweid, get down, Lamata, below, Ulehispal, and Davin. Beim Lav, and if not, Yeshivim Kolmu V'Yispalo. Then Davin on the donkey. Rabbi Omer, Benkach Ubenkach Yeshivim Kolmu V'Yispalo. No matter what, don't get off the donkey. Why? Because human nature. You're not going to have Kavana anyway. Even if you get off the donkey, you're still busy with, you're still worried about your journey, and you're worried about who's taking care of it, who's doing it. No matter what, you're not going to have it. No matter what, if it's going to be all of it. Hate to say it, like a half-baked ketay for davening. What are you getting off for? Might as well stay on. Amar Rava, Vitei, Rishu, Ben Levi, Halacha Karebi. That's the halacha. Right? Okay. Tanur Rabbanan. Suma, of a blind person. Umi she'enu yachol l'chaven et aruchos. Someone who has no idea to what direction he's davening in. He has no idea. He doesn't know. So yachavon libo k'neged avinu shebashamayim. It doesn't really matter. As long as you have your heart directed toward Father in heaven. Shemar, like it says, Vespalu El Hashem. Hayo Omer Bachutz La'aretz. Well.
What's the issue with Suma? You can't see which way is Mitzvah?
Correct. Correct. Hayo Omer Bachutz La'aretz. If someone's in Chutz La'aretz, Yachavin is Libo Kineged Eretz Yisrael. You should direct your heart toward Eretz Yisrael. Shemar, Vespalu El Elecha Derech Artsam. Right? The Mishnah Berurah says that this is true even if you can't face that direction, right? Okay, that you should view yourself as if you're. We're going to see it in a minute because the Gemara here doesn't make the Gemara here difficult. It says if you're in Chutz La'aretz, have your focus on Israel. How you only bear Israel? What if you're already in Israel? Yichavin as libo connected Yerushalayim. So what if I'm in Chutz La'aretz? I can't be connected Yerushalayim. I have to be connected to Tel Aviv. It's a funny Gemara. Right? What does that mean? Why can't I be in Chutz La'aretz and think of Yerushalayim? It's like stages. If I'm in Chutz La'aretz, Eretz Yisrael. I'm in Eretz Yisrael already, then I should focus on Yerushalayim. It's Genemar, it's Ba'al Derech Ha'ir, Asher B'Charevet. Ha'yom of Yerushalayim, already in Yerushalayim, Yichav and Itzlibo Keneged Beit HaMikdash. Now already, I'm in Yerushalayim already. What should I do now? Well, now, if I have in mind the Beit HaMikdash. And what if I'm in Chutz La'aretz? I can't think of the Beit HaMikdash?
What?
That direction, it's kavanah. Direction, fine. Shinei Marv is Baal Beit Hazeh. Yeah.
Where?
The
Chorba Shul.
Yeah.
The Arad is right in front of you. The entire Shul davens like this.
Right. Interesting. It's Baal Beit Hashem. Beit Hamikdash. If you're in the Beit Hamikdash already there. Yechavin is Libo Kineged Beit Kodesh Kedoshim. It doesn't say what direction to face. It says where your lev should be. So why can't your lev? Yichavin is libo kineged beis kodesh kedoshim. Shenemar v'espal makom bazeh. Hayom beis kodesh kedoshim. It's a funny thing because what do you mean you're in the kodesh kedoshim? Who is that? The Kohen Gadol once a year on Yom Kippur when he's not davening in there anyway. What does that mean? You're in the kodesh kedoshim. Kineged beis hakaporas. So then have in mind the kaporas. What's he davening? Doesn't have Shmon Esrei in the beis hamikdash the Kohen Gadol in the kodesh kedoshim. Right. Which doesn't even make any sense. You're behind the Kaporas. So if you're behind the Kaporas, like we're on the tunnel tour, right? So you're behind the Kaporas, right? So you're standing over there. I know, but why is this last? This doesn't belong. This is not better than being in the Kodesh. It's a hierarchy. The worst is Chutz La'aretz. Then you're in Israel. Then you're in Shalem. Then you're in Beit HaMikdash. Then you're Kodesh Kedoshim. And now you're behind the Kodesh Kedoshim. But that's better than the Kodesh Kedoshim? It's out of order. Okay. So, Yiras At Mukilu Lefea Kaporas. You should view yourself as if you're in front of the Kaporas. Right, so I don't think that if you're in Chutz La'aretz, It's something wrong with thinking of the Kodesh Kedusha. That can't be right. Right, I just think the Gemara is talking like a progression. That's all it is. If you're in Chutz Laaretz, certainly you don't have to only think of the, let's say, Netanya. You don't have to do that. You're allowed to think of even the holier places. Just like if you're in Eretz Yisrael. I think it's just a progression. I had a sitter. The Kodesh of Rebbe gave me this sitter. So it's a lot of Kodesh of Menhagim, which is not really one unbelievable. It doesn't really appeal to me so much. But before every Shmona Esrei, he has the following three lines, which are amazing lines, which is why I decided to use a sitter just for this. Before every Shmona Esrei, he says as follows: Yichavin b'tfilaso, you should have kavan in your davening, ki'ilu hu omid b'Yerushalayim, b'beit ha'mikdash, u'machavin k'neged beit kachi ha'kedashim. Kimo shenemer, like it says, v'espalu el makom hazeh. V'yichavin l'klal es nafsho, and you should bind your soul. Such an unbelievable, just a two-line reminder. When you dive in Shmona Esrei, you should view yourself as if you're standing in the Beit HaMikdash, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, facing the Kodesh, unbelievable, his aurus. Very, very nice, right? That's what I was saying. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Just on the contrary. It gives you extra kavana, all the more so, right? Even though our Gemara views it as a progression, it doesn't mean to exclude that you can't do more. It doesn't mean to exclude that. Okay. Next. Nimtza, it comes out that Omid b'Mizrach, if you're facing east, Machzipan of Lamayrov, you turn west. In other words, if you're an eastern country, you turn west. Mamayrov, Machzipan of Lamizrach, which is what we do in the United States of America. We're west of Israel, so we daven east. B'darom, Machzipan of Latzafon. Is that true in Australia? The shuls face north? I don't know. Well, it's still northern area. Latzafon, Machzipan of Israel, you should face south. They do? And what if you're in Norway, which is for sure north of Israel? Do they do that? Even Russia? Do they always face it? I don't know. Right. The Tzafon knocks it part of the Daro. Nimtu, it's a beautiful line over here. Kol Yisrael mechav nazliv mokam echad. The entire nation of Israel, no matter how dispersed they are, they're all davening in one direction. All doing the same daf. All davening in the same direction. Amar of Avivitay. Is there a pasuk for that? Kimigdal, David, Tavarecha, Banoi, Latal, Pios, Tel Sechel, Pios, Porn, and Bo. Everybody's facing in one direction. It's a beautiful, beautiful hashkafa. Is it halacha lemaisa? I don't know. I was thinking about it. Like, what do the shuls in these other countries do? Do they really face the other direction, or do they face? Why would you face east? It doesn't make any sense. Why would you face east if you're in Australia? It doesn't make any sense. Okay. Next, Avuah de Shmuel. Shmuel's father, Vilevi, and Levi, this is actually a very halachal ma'aseh gemara. Shmuel's father and Levi, ki avibar lemepak le'orcha, when they had to go travel on the way, havi mekadme. Mekadme means they would make it early. They would get up early. Rashi says two words, kodem hayom. It's not even day yet. They would get up before day, umatzli. V'chi havi mati zman kriyashma. Now, when Zman Kriyashma came, Karu, they would say Kriyashma. Why would they say Kriyashma? Because the Zman for davening is earlier than the Zman for Kriyashma. Okay, so they would daven earlier. Then when the Zman Kriyashma came, they would recite Kriyashma. Kiman, who does this go? Aitana, the Tanya, Hishkim Lotes Laderech. If someone has to journey on the way, Mevi'in Lo Shofar. They bring him a shofar. Now, they bring him a shofar is Mashma, that it's Rosh Hashanah. I don't think it's Elul, they bring him a shofar. No, it's Rosh Hashanah. So where's he traveling, Rosh Hashanah? Where's he going? How could he even travel? There's a Tchum issue. Where's he going? So the best answer is it's an emergency. Right? Someone got captured. One of these times, they have to go. So before they go, let them hear shofar at least. Right? So maybe a little shofar, Vitokeya, and they blow shofar for him. Now, everything else doesn't have to be Lolov, Menanea, Kibi Chalamoid, Megillah, also to travel on Purim, Megillah, Vakorebo. All these things are going to be done very early in the morning. Right? Because Shemigiyazman Kriyashma, And when Zman Kriya Shema arrives, Kore, you recite Kriya Shema. Okay. Hishkim. If they get up, Leishiv Bekaron, to sit in the wagon, or Besvina, or in a boat, Mispalel, they daven, or Kishimagi Zman Kriya Shema, Kore. Same exact story. They're on traveling on the boat. They recite davening as early as they want, as early as they can. We're going to get to Machlokus over here. They can even daven before the Zman. Hard to say how they can, but the whole Shiloh, Paul, another Shiloh, what's with the Tefillin? Is there Tefillin? Is there no Tefillin? But Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, no. Benkach u benkach, kore kriyashma u mispalo. No, never do this. Always daven Shema first, and then Shemona Esrei. Why? By the way, when we say davening, we don't mean Pesukah Dezer, we mean Shemona Esrei. So you're going to daven Shemona Esrei very early, then later you're going to say Kriya Shema. Says Rav Shimon ben Elazar, don't do that. Why don't do that? Kol Kriya Shmal, Kedei, Sheyitzmo, Geula, L'Tvila. You should always have, Geula has to be next to Tvila. Okay? What's the Machlokas about? Maikam Ifligi, what are they arguing about? So Mar Savar, the Chachamim held, Tfila mu'umad adif. Saying tfila in your living room or in your shul before you're traveling, at least you have better kavana, that beats geula l'tfila. That beats that. So therefore, I'm going to be the whole day, I'm not going to have 5 minutes of peace. I'll daven now. I can't daven Shema, it's too early. So 3 hours from now, when I'm traveling, I'll for 2 minutes say Shema, that I can do. And Rabbi Shirmid Omar Safar, mismach geula l'tfila adif. No. Gul and tefillah is better. It's going to be cramped in some train and some subway. That's all right. It's better than gul and tefillah. That's what they're arguing about. Okay. How do we paskin? How do we paskin? So, believe it or not, it's a machlokas. Right? The Torah brings down in Siman Pei Tes. Rabbi Chananel holds like the father of Shmuel and Levi, and the Bahag held like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and the Rosh also held like the whole Machlokas. So listen to what the Mechaber says, and listen to what the Mishabura says. The Mechaber says like this. This could come up. He says like this. B'shas hadchak, it's an emergency. Kigon, for example, Shetarach Hashkim Baderech, you're traveling on the way. Yachol lispal misha'ala mora shachar. You could daven very early in the morning. The Yamtin Milikros Kriyishma Ad Shigiyaz Mana. And then when Kriyishma comes, you recite Kriyishma later. He held that davening with Kavana beats Geul Latvila. Right? Beats it. Right? Just Shmon Esrei. Then the Marma adds, not arguing. Kriyishma Ala Derech. Tahayinu Sheitzchad Pazik Rishon. Very good. Da'afal Pi She'eno Somech Geul Latvila. Even though you're not going to say Geul Latvila. Hachi adif tfei, it's better. She is spalal bebeis on beumad. Better daven Shemona Esrei in your house like a mensch. Mimash she is spalal bezmanav v'umahalech v'yizmach gula l'tfila. Rather than daven Shemona Esrei while you're traveling, you get the gula l'tfila. Right? That's the Mechaber Paskins. I mean, black and white. Says the Mishnah Berura. Where's that Mishnah Berura here? The Mishnah Berura says, where is it? Oh, here it is. The Rov Olam ain't as hard like this. Right? The Rov Olam, Dan Nizer in this. The Efshar, the Mishom, the Noagim, Ki Idach post, they hold like everybody else. The Svirulay, the Smismach, Gul Tvila Adif. No, that Gul Tvila is better. Al Kank, Mispalam, Baderech, and Smichas, Gul Tvila. Therefore, when you're traveling on the way, it's better to say Gul Tvila. So, what should you do? This could come up. A guy's got to be somewhere very early in the morning. What should they rather do? The Chaver says, daven at home like a mensch. Mr. Brewer says, no one holds like that.
The Ramah was silent?
No, the Ramah just added that what he meant was when you get to the Zman, you say Shema, he added, Im ef shalikros kriya Shema ala derech, tahaynu, sheitchad pasuk rishon. For one pasuk, you can have kavan. That's what you can do. To have a whole Shema and kavan, you squash in some subway, it's impossible. So you have to be traveling, you're somewhere, you're on the road, you're in a carpool, whatever it is. Rather daven at home. That's better, says the Mechaber. Then you're in the okay. So for 20 seconds, say Shema. That you can do. Says the Mishnah Berurah. No one holds like that. So I don't know. I mean, ask the rabbi. What do you do if it happens to people sometimes? right? They don't have the luxury always to have with a minion. They're traveling, whatever it is. And what do? The Mishnah really can't argue on the Mechaber. It's not like it doesn't do that. What it's saying is that all the others outweighed the Mechaber. Hard to say that also. You have that every once in a while. It does come up, right? The Mechaber, even the Ramah will say something. Mishnah says, we don't hold like this. So it's one of those times. Interesting. Okay, next. Now, also, a funny story here. Marei Mar Mar Zutra having Mekanfi Be'asar B'Shabbat Zadiragla, where Marei and Azutra used to gather 10 people for a minion after they gave the drasha, right, on the Shabbos of the Regel, the Shabbos before the Regel, after they gave the drasha, Umatli they daven, then they would have the drasha. Ravashi Matli Bahadi B'Tzibur B'Yachid B'Yushav. Ravashi would daven privately while they were davening over there, while they were davening together. Then when he went home, he would daven again. So Amri Le Rabban V'Lavid Mark Mamera or Marzutra. Why don't you practice like Mamera and Marzutra? That what? That they would daven in their house before the shir. So Amalei Tirchali Milsaf. It's too difficult for me to do that, said Ravashi. So V'Lavid Mark Ravu the Shmuel V'Levi. So why don't you hold like Shmuel and Levi, the Shmuel's father and Levi? That what? They would daven even before it's too early. So Amalehu Lochazina Le Rabban Kashishi Minan Da Abdi Hachi. I never saw anyone do that. Even though the Mechaber passed like that. I never said anyone do that. I didn't want to do it like that. Okay, next. Next is Tfilas Musaf. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omar. Ein Tfilas HaMusafin Ela B'chever Ir. Musaf is only with a minion. There's no such thing as Musaf by yourself. So Mishnah says, we're not going to hold like this. Don't get excited. We're not going to hold like this. V'chacham Omrim. Doesn't know. B'chever Ir. V'shalo B'chever Ir. B'chever means a minion. Whether there's a minion in the town, or in the town. Yeah, you're by yourself for Shabbos somewhere in some hotel room. There's no minion in that town. Still daven Musaf. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Kol Mokum Sheyesh Bo Chever Ir Yachid Potter Mitfilas HaMusafin. Now, if there's a minion, you're Potter. What's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim and the Tanakama? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Hayin the Tanakama. What's the difference? It could be neither. The difference is Yachid Shalom b'chever ir. Now you're a yachid, and there is no minion in the town. Now what do you do? So Tanakama savar potter. Tanakama holds you are potter. Why you potter? Why you potter? So it's a machlokas why you're potter. The Meiri says the reason why you're potter is because like this, that the reason why you're potter is because all the other tfilos were masakein by the avos. The avos were individual private people. Therefore, you can daven shachris min chamayriv, whether you're with a minion, whether you're not a minion. Now, on Shabbos, say three minyanim. So even though they're parallel to the minyanim of the weekday. However, Musaf is only something that's done in the Beis HaMikdash. It has no parallel among the avos. Therefore, how can a private person daven Musaf? Doesn't make any sense. That's why, if you're alone, if you're in a private place, you're by yourself, there is no Musaf. It's only based on the tzibur. Only a tzibur thing. That's the Meiri. The Rabbeinu Yonah has a different shot. He says that Musaf is the only tefillah that has nothing to do with Bakashas Rachamim. Now, even on Shabbos also, Shachris and Mincha Marif also have nothing to do with Bakashas Rachamim. True, but they're patterned on the regular three tefillos of the week. So that we could grant you. But to save Musaf by yourself, where it's not Bakashas Rachamim, what are you doing that for? It's only a tefillah b'tzibur. Okay? Two reasons why you're going to hold this anyway. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda would hold, if you're alone, then you're Chayiv. And there's no minion in the town. Amar of Huna Bar Kinana, Amar of Chiyah Bar Araf, Halachak Rabbi Yehuda, Shamar Mishum of Elazar Ben Azariah. That's how we paskin. We paskin like that. Amalei Rav Chiya bar Oven, Shaper Kamar. That's the right answer. That's the right call. Darman Shmuel, Miyame Lo Matilna Tzlutz of the Musafim B'Yachid. Ben Harda, I never daven Musaf by myself. Lavar Me'ahi Yom Aksefer at one day. Da'asib B'Pul Musaf. And the army came to town. Demalka of the king, Lamasa to the town. Vetridu Rabbanon. There was a big commotion. Velo Tzali. And then the shul got disbanded that day. Everyone had to leave the shul. So the Tzali B'Yachid. And I daven by myself. I was a yachid, and there was no minion in the town. So if I'm sick, and I'm home that Shabbat, I don't feel well, then the halacha might be that we're passing either. I don't daven musaf. I could. I'm well. I just couldn't come to shul. I'm feeling well, so I could daven musaf in my house. Then Shmuel would say, then you don't daven musaf. Why? The davening in shul. But if you're in a town where there is no musaf, no musaf in this town, right? Then you daven musaf even though you're alone. That's the compromise, right?
There's no requirement to join the minyan. They never daven musaf.
No. They're not. The army came and said, no more, everyone go home. When I was a yachid, right, I never daven musaf. When I was a yachid, why? Because there was a minyan in shul. So if I'm home and I couldn't come to shul, I'm not feeling well, I didn't daven musaf. When did the only time I ever did it? When they disbanded the minyan. So they disbanded the minyan, there was no musaf at all. Then I daven alone. Yasif Rav Chanina Kara, Kamed Rav Yanai, Rav Chanina who used to recite psukim, stand in front of Rav Yanai, Yasif Kamar Halacha Rav Yehuda Shamar Shabbat Azam Ben Azariah. That's halacha. Amalei, put Karak Rasecha Lebra. Go take your psukim outside. The ain halacha Kerb Yehuda, Shamar Yishor Belaz Ben Azariah. That's not how we paskin. Amar Rav Yochanan, Ani Reishi Yitzvav Yanai, Aisur Rav Yanai, Tzali, Vahadar Tzali. He davened, and then he davened again. What does that mean, he davened, and he davened again? It must be, he davened Shachwitz, and then he davened Musaf. Right? And he was alone. So it must be davened Shachwitz and Musaf.
What do you mean? Maybe the first time he davened, it was both shachris. And the first time he davened, he didn't have kavana. And the second time he davened, that's why he davened again. Not that it was musaf. He davened shachris twice. What kind of riot is that? Right? He davened shachris twice. Right? What do you see from here? That if you don't have kavana, you have to daven again. Right? Maybe daven twice. Amalei! Chazi man gava rabba to come aside alay. Would such a great man like that give edus if he wouldn't know the story's true? Right? Who was the man? The man was Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, I saw Rabbi Yanai daven twice. So what's he coming to tell me? If not to tell me that it was Musaf, what kind of chiddush? I don't need Rabbi Yochanan to tell me that if you don't daven kavod, you daven again. It's aleph base. So it must be it was Musaf. Now, listen to this. We don't know for sure that the second tefillah was musaf. We don't know for sure. We're assuming it must have been. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan is such a great man, and he told over the story. So what kind of answer is that? So he says an unbelievable thing over here. There are three reasons why it had to be that it was musaf. That the second daven, what happened? He davened once, he davened again. The second one had to be musaf. Musaf. So, first of all, so the Madiantif says, no, Rabbi Yochanan said straight out, it was Musaf. It was Musaf. So it had to be Musaf. Number two, the Mili de Bracha says that it had to be Musaf. You know why? Because the second Shmona Esrei was an hour after the first Shmona Esrei. So what they're doing in between that hour? All of a sudden he woke up, I didn't have Kavanah an hour ago, let me daven again? That's not Mestaber. Probably he was not feeling well. He davened Shachris. Maybe he read Parsha. Okay, now daven Musaf. Obviously it was Musaf. And the third thing he says is that, he went next to him and he heard him davening, and it was Musaf davening. So he knew it was Musaf. Very good. The reason I brought those three answers is because we'll have it in a minute. And it's going to come up again. Rami Ravasi, even though they had 13 shuls in Tveria, lo havi matzli, they would only daven elevate amude hecha to havi girti. We had that gemara already. They would only daven where they learned. Why? Because it's a special kiyum to daven where you learn. So what do you see from all that? What do you see from that? Mashma, even without a minion, they would do that. They would come to the place where they learned. No minion there. So basic medrash. The yeshiva is closed. Yanta for a Shabbos, and they would daven anyway, even by themselves. So what do you see? Even when they're by themselves, they would daven. Itmar. That's how do we paskin? That's the compromise. And there is a minyan in shul, you do not daven musaf. If you're home and there's no minyan in shul, then you do daven musaf. Right? That's the Gemara says, that we paskin. Says the top Tosfos. Hachi garsinon. Ein halacha k'rabbi Yehuda shami b'shul. We don't hold like that. We don't hold like that. Ella halacha kirabanan, halacha zak rabanan, v'chein pasak rabbi chananel, halacha maisi. That's how we just brought that story. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, shayim espalim, b'yachak kirabanan, b'edi emudi, l'ashir halacha kirabanan. that you always daven Musaf whether you're alone or not. It doesn't matter what your story is. We reject all this. Even though it all makes sense, the avos, on Yontif, there is no avos, there is no av ever made Musaf. You should only be with the tzibur. It's not true. You daven b'yichidus. Okay? That's not the controversial issue. That's the easy one. The easy one is what I do here. Oh no, where is it? It's in Kuf Chavav Siv Gimel. I brought this for no reason. Okay. No, it's not there either. 1 second. What did I do with it? Oh, come on. 1 second, I gotta find it. Okay. It's one of these. Sorry. No. Sorry, I can't find it. It's not here. I left it home. Sorry. The big issue was, what about women? Do women daven Musaf? That's the big shiloh. So it's a machlokas. Believe it or not, it's a machlokas. Some say women should not daven Musaf. Why? Because they don't have to give a machlis shekel women, because they don't participate in the Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, what is daven Musaf for? The reason they daven Musaf is because that's when they show up. But what? That's not a reason. The halachic if there's a choice, they should daven shachris. Musaf is an added thing that's only done because of the Beit HaMikdash. It's a big machlokas, what to do. But yeah, they could daven, they want to daven, there's no question they could daven. Another discussion came up was, well, what about a boy who's under the age of 20? There was some achronim who didn't want them to daven for the Amid, for Musaf. We don't hold that either. Because same answer, there's no Masa Shekel till 20, right? They're not part of the Beit HaMikdash. So what? They have no shittuf in the Beit HaMikdash, so I should daven Musaf. It's a whole discussion, but we generally allow all that. Okay, next. Itmar. No, not up to the Imar. Imar. No. Rabbi Chiya bar Ava, Tzoli v'hadar Tzoli. He davened and he davened the second time. Amalei, Rab Zera, my time, Ava bar Hachi. Why did he do that? Right? Why did he do that? Why did he daven a second time? Says, ask the Tzlach. Well, wait a minute. Maybe he davened the second time because he didn't daven Myra the night before. So he was making up his Myra. Why did he do that? So he gives a few answers. First of all, he says, because the halacha is that when daven Tashlumin, you can't, okay, let's say a guy forgets to daven Myra. So he's daven Shachris. Then 3 hours later, he'll make up the Myra. You can't do that. They have to be back-to-back. Since this was not back-to-back tefillahs, he knew it couldn't be a Tashlumin. That's one answer. Or another answer he gives is, because he davened Ma'ariv with him last night. So he knew he davened Ma'ariv. Couldn't be. He was with him last night together for Ma'ariv. So he knew it wasn't, he didn't miss Ma'ariv. That's the second answer. Third answer he gives is, the big dochik to say that somebody didn't, one in Amora didn't have Ma'ariv. It's a little... I know. That's a little bit of a dochik. Second question is, why didn't he say that the second tefillah was Musaf? Maybe it was Musaf. So we gave all the answers we gave before. Right? Because he saw he davened Musaf, or maybe he heard that it was the word davening of Shachwitz, all the answers we gave before. So, Elam, Mishadalom, Machavein, Kivin Mar Daite, and why did he daven again? Is it because he didn't hear, he didn't daven with Kavana? What kind of answer is that? Lolom Yamad Adam is Atmo, Im Yichavin Libo, Yachal, Lachavin Libo Espal, Vilaval Yispal. Before you daven, you make sure you have Kavana. You don't just get up and daven, you don't fall to davening, you have to prepare for it. Elo, so that can't be Pshat. He davened without kavanah. Do that. Ella rather, the lo id kamar brosh yarcha. He forgot to mention Rosh Chodesh. Could that be pshat? Vatanya, Tavlo Hiskasha Rosh Chodesh. If you forgot Rosh Chodesh, so be Arvit and Machzirin also. If it's Barav, you don't repeat. Why? Neshechol Omer Shachrit, because you can say it in Shachrit. Be Shachrit, Ein Machzirin also, Neshechol Omer Musaf, because you can say it in Musaf. Be Musaf, Ein Machzirin also, Neshechol Omer Mincha, you can say it in Mincha. So no matter what, he doesn't have to repeat one Esrei. Now we don't hold any of that. Amalei, Lavit Merlah, Amar Vyachanan, Betzibur Shanu. It's only in Tzibur. In a Tzibur, maybe. We don't hold that either. Rashi says, De'e Machzirin. In a Tzibur, you don't go back. Why don't you go back? Because you can hear it from the Shliach Tzibur. Rashi's second shot is, if the Baal Shliach Tzibur, if the Shliach Tzibur forgot to say, he doesn't have to repeat. Why? Because he's going to repeat Shon Esrei now. Right? But we hold the second answer of Rashi. We don't hold that anybody gets a freebie because the Shliach Tzibur is repeating. No way. He doesn't have to repeat Shon Esrei. Why? Rashi says, because it's a tircha. Do I have to wait for him again now? It's a big tircha. Anyway, he's repeating Shon Esrei. Kama Yisha ben Tfilo Tfilo, how long do you have to wait? Ravuna Ravchita, Chara Makadesh is Chonin Daito, Olav. You can have Chonin Dat, Chara Makadesh is Chol Daito, Olav. A similar idea. When you're able to dive in a second time, you dive in a second time. You have a few minutes, you have to wait. You don't wait too long. Manda Amar Kadesh is Chol. Yeah, I got to do two Shwenses in a row, right? I got to do two Shwenses in a row. I once heard one of the, it was a Schwab. Schwab said he was never able to dive Mincha Maariv back to back. I think it was a Schwab. Couldn't dive Mincha Maariv back to back. How could you so fast have Kavana again for Shmona Esrei? Just started Shmona Esrei 10 minutes before. He couldn't do it. Right? Couldn't do it. Halavai, we have once a month. Right? It's a different world. People are living in a different world. So how long do you have to wait? You can't just dive Maariv. You can't just dive two Shmona Esreis back to back. Can't get Kavana so fast. So you have to wait until you calm yourself down. You clear your head. So man, Dama Kadesh is Chonin Daito Olav Dichtiv Es Chanan El Hashem. Right, when Moshe davened Hashem, you dab. Man, Dama Kadesh is just this whole Daito. You should have a same idea. The concept of Yechal Moshe, the Vayechal Moshe. Amar of Anan, Amar Rav. Tavol Hes Gavrosh Chodesh Ba'arvitz. If you forgot to say Yal V'Yavu in Ma'ariv, Ein Machzirin Oso. You don't have to repeat. We all like that. Even second night. Lefi She'ein Bezim Mekach Es Chodesh Ela Bayom. Amar Amemar. Mistabra milsa derav bechodesh moli. That's only when there's one day of Rosh Chodesh. Abel bechodesh chaser, but if it's a chaser day, we're meaning 2 days, machzirin also, then you do have to go back. Amalei, Rav Ashi lamemar, no, michti, Rav time kamar. Rav gave a good reason. Mali chaser, mali mole. What's the difference? What kind of Rosh Chodesh it is? Ela loshna. It doesn't make a difference, and that's how we paskin. Hadrin alach, tfilas ha-shachar. Hadrin alach, tfilas ha-shachar. Hadrin alach, tfilas ha-shachar. That the what?
There is a difference.
Because there's no suffix anymore. The only was, we're not sure what today is. So is it going to be Rosh Chodesh or not? They didn't show up, so we're not sure. Once I know that today is Rosh Chodesh, if it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, then the second night of Rosh Chodesh is suffix now. So why are you not repeating? So the answer is, we're makel. Okay. Ain't om din lis follow elamitoch covered rosh. You can only dive in with humility, covered rosh. Chasidim harishonim ha'yishon and cha'achas and mispalim. They would wait an hour. Kidei she is chav nuliv and lavi is rashamayim. That they can have proper kavana. The Magen Avraham says that was only the real yechidim. The average person, a few minutes, take a few minutes to gather your thoughts. You don't have to wait an hour. The Gemara says wait now before, now after, your whole day is davening. It's 3 davenings, 9 hours just to daven. You don't can't do anything else. All right, we're going to get to that issue. Afilu Hamelech Shol B'Shlomo. Even if a king asks you what's going on, well, Yashivenu, you shouldn't answer him. Afilu Nachish Korech Alakev Lo Yafsek. Even if a snake or a scorpion, a snake is around your ankles, you don't stop. Of course, we're talking about where it's not a sakana. What?
What are you doing during that hour?
What are you doing during that hour? I don't know. You're preparing your mind. We're so far removed from this. What are you doing that hour? What are you even doing? Right? What? You're preparing your mind. Menah Hanimili. If it's not bothering you, it's just an annoyance. Sometimes a fly flying around, that's what I thought it was. Like a fly is flying around. So there's a non-poisonous snake in the room. The women would freak out. Some kids would freak out. Some men would freak out. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. You have people like that. It doesn't bother you. Menahani mili, Amar Belazar, Amar Kra, Vahi Maras Nefesh. He's talking about Chana. Chana was very sad. So, Dilma Chana, Shiny, Davis Marie, Leva Duve. Maybe Chana died like that because Chana was very sad. A regular person, there's no chiyuv. El Rav Yosi Bar Chanina Mehacha. V'ani b'rov chatzecha avo v'etachesh tachaveh alechal katshachar b'yiratzecha. It's David talking. So maybe David, Dilma David, shiny. David's different. Davi mitzar nafshe bracha mituva. David was a real davener. So for a real davener like that, you have to have preparations. Stam a guy. Elam Rishon ben Levi mihacha shtachavu l'Hashem b'hadras kodesh al tiku b'hadras. Don't read it with glory. Ella b'chaderes. Read it with b'chareidas, with awe. B'mai, how do you know that? Dilma mil ola meimala chaderes mamish. Maybe it means when you go daven, you put on your best clothes. Put on your finest clothes you have. Kedav Yehuda, he did that. Have him tie nafshe, he would get dressed very nice. B'hadar man, then he would daven. Ella amar of nachan b'yitzach mihacha ivdu es Hashem b'yira shurf Hashem b'yira gilu birada. Rejoice with trepidation. My gilu birada, what does that mean? Amar of Ada bar Masna amar Rabba the makom gila, wherever there's gila, sham tehei ra'ada. There should be trepidation. Abaya have Yosef kamed of the Rabba. Abaya was once in Rabba. Chazir dahave kabadach tuva. He saw he was getting a little too happy. Amal gila ra'ada k'siv. It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be. Amalei. No. I'm not tefillin manachla. Don't worry about it. I'm wearing my tefillin.
For what?
Tones you down, right? There's a Rambam that says, in Hilchas Tefillin, Shekal's man to Tefillin al-Rosha, whenever you're wearing Tefillin, Adam, Ve'al-Zaro, on your arm, Hu Einov, or on your V'yira, Ve'eno Nimshach B'Tzchok, B'Tzicha B'Tela. You're not going to get drawn to Tzchok and B'Tzicha, it's not going to happen. Ve'eno Mahar Herbim Achshav Azroz. It's not going to happen. Everyone scratches, where did Rambam get that from? He got it from this story, right? Exactly this story. One more line. Revir me have Yasa Kwid Rav Zera, Khazida have Kabadak Tuva. He saw he was a little too joyous, right? Right, Rav Zera is the one who never smiled, right? Rav Zera is the one who was always in a bit always sad, right? Always stern is a better word. Anyway, Amalei, Bachal Atev Ye Moser Ksiv, he says it shouldn't be like this. Amalei, don't worry about it. Ana Tfilin Menachna. I'm wearing my Tfilin. Don't worry, that tempers me, don't worry about it. All right, we'll stop here. Tomorrow is another jam pack. Not much. Tomorrow's jam pack. We'll do our best. Everyone have a good day and have a good Shabbos.